He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 554. Interesting show for you today. You know, every time we do a show, I always tell you right up front, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email. This week, we're going to take a peek at an email that was sent to me actually a couple days ago, and I found it very interesting. So we're going to take a look at this new piece of equipment that's coming out, kind of a really cool gadget, if you will, going to be very useful. And then we also have some killer apps this week, so let's get into it. I received an email this week from a Nick Yizdron, I think it is, Yizdron. I hope I'm not butchering that name, but in any event, Nick sent me an interesting email, and he said, I love the Gadget Professor, thank you, and I wanted to get your thoughts on Whoosh. I never heard of it. Whoosh system converts your home HVAC, that's your air conditioning and heating system, into a whole home smart air purifier. Let me know what you think. Well, thank you for that email very much. I was not familiar with this system, as I am not familiar with a zillion things, and that's why I always say email me, and if you see something that's cool, let me know. Well, I found this to be very, very interesting, Nick, and I'm going to spend a minute or two on this. Now, let me say right off the bat that this is a Kickstarter event, if you will. So this product is in process. It's not out there yet. Some of these things succeed, some of them don't. So whenever you see a Kickstarter type of device, you're taking a calculated risk. And the way the Kickstarter works, there's all kinds of products and services that are available on the Kickstarter website. But basically, you're going to buy into that at a quote reduced price because you're backing it and giving that company seed money. So when the product comes to fruition, you will receive the product at a quote discounted backers rate. And they have different tier levels, as you'll see, that you may purchase this product depending upon how happy you are about it. I have purchased quite a few things over the years on Kickstarter, and I would say 80% of the time it's worked well. Now, keep in mind, and I'll show you this, that if the Kickstarter program does not get off the ground, you're going to get your money back, okay? And that's in a disclosure. We'll show you that. But a lot of these things do get off the ground. What I have found, particularly with the photography gizmos, they don't work. I remember at least four different devices that do four different things that I purchased via Kickstarter. And boy, the ad for it was like, oh my God. And I bought them, and they were delivered. But at the end of the day, and I remember Arsenal being one of them, that it was a multi-exposure device that you'd hook up to your camera electronically, and it would do all kinds of cool things. Phenomenal, phenomenal concept. Never worked. And they had several modifications to it and upgrades, which of course we all received. But at the end of the day, it just couldn't cut it. So you're taking a chance. What this device does is it's basically a filter system, unlike the old filters that we have today, that will monitor your air quality and also give you better filtration and filter out pretty much anything that's going to hurt you. So it consists of a Whoosh monitor, which you could see here, the actual fabric, for lack of a better word, that will act as your filter. And they have an ingenious magnetic holder that you basically just flop these into. I'm going to take a peek at this video now with you, and we'll see how this works, and then we'll talk about it for a couple minutes.
Hi, my name is Winston Mock, and I'm the founder of Whoosh Air. I started Whoosh because of the wildfires in California. These airborne pollutants, mold spores, bacteria, pollen, and pet dander accumulate to create indoor air pollution, often 5 times worse than your outdoor air. And with COVID making work from home the new normal, we're spending even more time indoors. During the wildfires, air purifiers had sold out near me, so I learned to make one from a filter and a fan. I noticed the cardboard filter design wasn't convenient to ship, lacked smartness, and could be more sustainable. After numerous interviews with homeowners and countless prototypes, we had a working product. Introducing Whoosh, a smart air filter and air quality monitor that work together to automatically protect your home's air. Air filters clean circulated air for your entire home, unlike air purifiers, which typically cover a single room. Air filters act as a first line of defense to keep your family safe from harmful contaminants. Unfortunately, nobody knows when their filters stop working, or worse, they forget to change it. Whoosh filters have integrated sensors and connect to your home's Wi-Fi. They take daily readings of your airflow. As your filter fills up with pollutants, Whoosh filters measure the change in airflow and automatically send you a replacement when it's time to change. Whoosh air quality monitors continuously track your home's air quality, and when paired with a smart thermostat, automatically trigger air circulation when air quality is poor, thus cleaning the air for your entire home. Beta testing began in San Francisco in June 2020 and expanded to the entire Bay Area by August. We've since launched throughout the US and my hometown, Toronto.
So I've been beta testing Whoosh and I love it because I have allergies. My wife has allergies, I have asthma. Our air quality goes up and down. We have fires in California. I don't know if I need to change it or not. Now, with the monitoring, I know when it needs to be changed. When the filter's ready, Whoosh, another one comes to me and I can change it.
We just moved into a new house in California. With that, we started to realize that some of the kids were developing some allergies. So we were really looking for a system that could help us identify how our air quality was and a better filtering system. We discovered Whoosh. I love that Whoosh is a smart filter, and so I don't have to think about when it needs to be replaced. It just arrives at the door. It comes with a reusable frame. And so all I have to do is just open up the frame, fold up the filter, and it goes directly into my garbage bin. I simply just have to replace the filter with the new one and install it right back into the wall.
Please support us in improving the world's indoor air quality.
So there you have it. As you can see, it's quite an ingenious invention, if you will. There's a lot of positive things going for it. And a couple, I don't want to say misrepresentations, but let's take a further look. First of all, Kickstarter connects creators with backers to fund projects. Rewards aren't guaranteed, but creators must regularly update the backers as to what's going on with the product. You'll only be charged if the project meets its funding goal by the campaign deadline. So they have $43,000-ish at this particular point in time, and a pledge of $10,000. They got 213 backers, and you still got 26 days-ish to go. So if you decide that you would like this, you can basically scroll down, and a lot of material to read here, and you can do that on your own. Let's see, it's way down there. There you go. For $149, you can be an early bird, and you can get one Whoosh smart frame with filter, one MERV 13, which we'll talk about in a second, refill, one air quality monitor, and free shipping. Regularly suggested price, $300. I don't know if I'd be spending $300 for this, but let's move on. For $199, if you don't buy this early bird, you're going to buy the regular bird. You get the same thing. So the earlier you jump in, the cheaper it will be. And of course, they have a variety of other tiers. Here's your 12 initial sizes. So you want to make sure, if you're going to back this, that the size for your air filter or filters are there. So that's pretty much everything. The only thing that I get a kick out of is some of the photographs that they use are overly alarming, for lack of a better word. Like, I have seen filters that are this bad in my endeavors, but if your filter gets that bad, I guarantee you your system's not going to work, and you could potentially burn out the motor, and I've seen that happen more than once. So you definitely want to change your filters. I change mine at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, and I just put a little note in my calendar to, you know, this is the day that you change it. So I'll typically do it in April, right before the heat comes here, because in May it gets really hot in Arizona. In fact, it's been in the high 90s already here, and we're on April 20th. And then I will change them right before the winter, probably October-ish, November-ish. In any event, let's talk a little bit about the MERV readings on these filters. All the filters that you use, and I don't care whose you use, what brand, they're pretty much the same thing. They have MERV readings, and the MERV readings are basically designed to tell you what pollutants it will filter out. The higher the rating, and I believe 13 is the highest, it will pull out dust, pollen, dust mites, mold, pet dander, smoke, smog, viruses, and bacteria. And the lower you go, the less it will filter out. And the reason for that is the actual viscosity, if you will, of the plate, of the actual pleat and the material that they use to make the filter. MERV 6 is going to let a lot more air in because the filter isn't as dense, henceforth it's not filtering as many pollutants out. Whereas if you go to a MERV 13, at least the normal filters are very thick. Many devices, many HVA systems cannot take a 13 because it restricts the airflow, that it strains the motor. So when you go to change your filter, if you go to the HVAC head where the ductwork is and where the furnace actually is, you'll see right on there this furnace is rated and recommend that you use MERV 8 or MERV 11 or whatever it is, and that's really what you should use. So if you're putting a MERV 13 and your system is only rated at a MERV 8, you're going to damage your system. Also, well, you could damage your system. Also, you're restricting the airflow. So my system, or one of the systems I have, is a MERV 13. That's wonderful. I love it, love it, love it. I one day went to change them, and I didn't have MERV 13s. I had MERV 8s around. So I put those in, and instantly I noticed more airflow, and it was a lot cooler. Because it's not straining to get through that MERV 13. All that said, this particular product mentions in detail that any system will be able to use a MERV 13 because of the way they build the material, the material that they use inside the filter. So it looks like a great idea. $20 might seem a lot for a filter when you can buy these things for typically $5-6. You can buy a pack of them. And by the way, they're all pretty much the same, no matter what brand you buy. I buy the cheapest ones I can get, and I'll change those more frequently. But if this does indeed give you a MERV 13 and it has a new type of fiber, which it very well may, probably not a bad bargain for $20, plus the fact you're getting better filtration with this. Plus, it has built-in sensors and electronic thermocouples that are going to marry to your smart thermostat. So it seems like it's a pretty cool idea, and I don't think this technology has changed at all since the day they invented these filters. There's been nothing new, per se, except this. So, Nick, thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. Really cool device, and I may even try it out. Now, here's the thing. In this house, I have four or five filters. So these run roughly $20 a pop. So times five, that's going to be $100 every time I change filters, times two, because I do it twice a year. It's $200. Now, they don't tell you anywhere how often the filter is going to change. It's going to fill up, so you have to change it. Obviously, it's going to vary between where you live and your environment. But I don't see any statistical analysis as to how this compares to a regular filter, you know, cost versus actual productivity from the product. But on the surface, it looks pretty cool, and I think it's a great idea, and I'd be willing to spend more money if I get better filtration and I can actually get the benefits of a MERV 13. So very cool device, and Nick, thanks again for bringing that to my attention. I really like it, and let's see what happens. I'll keep everybody posted. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day. All right, here we go. This first app is applicable for me because I think I'm a hoarder. Not like you see on TV, but I hoard gadgets and electronic stuff. And anyway, this is a great app right now. It's a buck. Let's make it 99 cents. It's probably worth it from what I can see. Any type of collection that you have, you can basically do an inventory of and then locate whatever it is you're looking for by using the database that this creates. It does have in-app purchases, which will bring in more features, but the 99 cent version works quite well. If for no other reason, you may want to look at this to inventory your house in the unfortunate event that your house would be destroyed by fire, God forbid, or water damage. And I just lost a house. Yeah, a whole house from water damage. That's a whole nother story for another day. But this may be a very cool app for you. And for 99 cents, hey, you can't beat the price. All right, our next app is called Color Widgets. I wasn't a big fan of widgets, but you know what? Recently, maybe about 6-7 months ago, I started using these different app widget creators, and they're pretty good. So I have used this one, Color Widgets. I like this one. It's totally free. Of course, there's in-app purchases. But if you want to, you know, change up what your interface looks like on your iOS, this is a great app to do it. Now, another one that has just come out, and I like this one a lot. This is called Widget Smith, and this is free. There are in-app purchases, but this one's great. You get a ton of free widgets that you can choose from, and you can get it for the time, date, photos in an album, custom text, blank space, astronomy, tides, all kinds of stuff. And of course, you can get, if you want to spend a tad more money than free, you can get some great in-app purchases and go from there. Okay, this next app used to be Five Smackers, $5. Available on Android only, I believe. This is free right now. Why? I don't know. But for free, you gotta load this because it's an awesome app. Yours truly paid Five Smackers about a year or two ago, and I use this all the time. It's called Manual Camera, and it's gonna take your smartphone and make it into a manual camera. It allows you to do manual focus, manual exposure. You can live play with the exposure, increase the aperture, decrease the shutter speed, and you'll see what effect it will have on the photograph. Very, very cool app. Gets a 3.8. I actually give it a 4.5. I really like this app, no question about it. Okay, our next app is called Quick Arc, Arc, as they say in Boston, not Arc, Arc. Quick Arc Launcher. This is an interesting interface if you have an Android phone. What this basically will do is, as you can see from the photograph, it allows you to create different interfaces, kind of like a slide, if you will, to access the apps. You need Android 11, which if you're having an Android phone, you're higher than 11, I hope. And this gives you some very interesting functionality. I think you may like that. Okay. Another app that we have, again, this is free with in-app purchases, Shoot Pro Webcam for the Mac and PC. This is a must-have app. This is going to allow you to take your USB connector and, well, let's read it for you. Shoot gives you a rock-solid connection between your iOS device camera with no overlays, letting you use your phone to create fantastic live streams and Zoom calls, so on and so forth. So if you want a webcam, all you have to do now is load this app in and your smartphone, right? Your iPhone or your iPad becomes a webcam. This is a fantastic app. I use this all the time. And yes, you do get better results using this app than you do trying to connect this up any other way. So by all means, load this. It's free. You're going to love it. Turn your phone, your iPhone, into a webcam. It's really, really cool. And I think you're really, really definitely going to like that. And our last app of the day is called Visual Med. This gets the five ding, 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 ding bells to ring because what this does is it's going to give you insight to all the clinical trials that are going on in medicine and tells you their success rate, what's they're about. So if you have a friend or you yourself are ill and need a clinical trial, this is going to give you insight into some research and save you some time, and it's always kept up to date. Visual Med also provides visual infographic-based summaries of landmark clinical trials in medicine and other fields in healthcare. Visual Med provides, it's a repeat of the same sentence here. Let's go into more. By the way, this gets 4.6 stars. It gives you users a list of clinical trials based on all fields of medicine. For example, if you're looking for landmark trials in cardiology, then simply access the cardiology subcategory. Additionally, we have added scoring on studies that shows the efficacy of these different trials. So this is a very high quality, excellent app. I highly recommend it, no question about it. I think you're going to be very pleased with that. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.